Hi, I'm Rob Glenn-Smith from the Australian Drug Foundation, and we're working together to prevent alcohol and other drug problems in our communities. This podcast is the second of two podcasts on the facts on cannabis for any adult looking to support young people. This podcast features Dr. Dan Lubman explaining the effects of cannabis on mental health with a specific focus on the effects on young people. Dan is the director of Turning Point Alcohol and Drug Centre and professor of addiction studies and services at Monash University.
Hi, my name's Dan Lubman and I'm here to talk to you about what we know about cannabis and cannabis's effects on our health and how we might think about getting help or helping other people if we suspect they have problems with cannabis. I think the first thing to say, because cannabis is the most widely used illicit drug, you know, across the world. And that might make people think that it's very common amongst young people. And certainly many of the young people I talk to sort of believe that, you know, a lot of their friends or a lot of young people of their age are using cannabis. But I think the really important thing to say from my perspective is that if we look at surveys that have been conducted with young people, with secondary school students over the last decade, what we can clearly see is there's been a reduction in the use of cannabis over the last 10 years. And in fact, you know, over 85% of young people have never used cannabis in their life. So I think the first important message that I'd like to get across is while cannabis use is common in the community broadly, most young people don't use cannabis. And in fact, you know, if you're not using cannabis, you're one of the majority. So let's talk about cannabis. Why do people take cannabis? You know, what's in cannabis that makes it more likely to be used and abused? Well, within cannabis, there's a certain chemical, called delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC for short. And that's the chemical that goes into your bloodstream when you smoke cannabis. And what it does is it goes into your bloodstream, goes through your blood-brain barrier into your brain, and binds to a whole series of receptors in your brain that affect the way that you feel and act. Now, the receptors that cannabis bind to are involved in a whole range of different processes in the brain. They're involved in attention, memory, learning, and emotion. And by binding to those receptors, obviously what cannabis does in the short term is change those aspects of yourself. So in the short term, when you smoke, you're more likely to feel more relaxed, more confident. But you're also going to feel more slow. You're going to feel less able to concentrate. You might have memory problems. You might feel a bit more anxious or panicky. And it's fair to say that there's no typical way that people feel, and that cannabis can have very different effects on different people. And certain people can have completely opposite effects when they smoke cannabis. What happens in the longer term, though, if people start to take cannabis regularly, is that those receptors in the brain change. And so you can have ongoing problems in the areas of attention and concentration and memory. So you start to do more poorly in that space and much more likely to have problems at school or problems at work. It affects your emotional system, so you're more likely to become moody or depressed or have anxiety or get panic symptoms. And it also affects part of the brain that's been shown to be involved in psychosis. And cannabis can have a direct effect on that part of the brain and increase the risk of becoming more suspicious and paranoid. And certainly there's very strong evidence that regular cannabis use, particularly if you use it during adolescence, increases the risk of developing longer-term psychosis and even schizophrenia. In terms of effects on your body, obviously, you know, using cannabis, you know, affecting your concentration means that if you're doing things that are slightly dangerous while you're intoxicated, like driving a car or operating machinery or sort of doing risky type activities, there's more likelihood that you're likely, you know, to have some sort of injury or accident when you're using. So obviously, you know, it's important not to smoke cannabis and drive, or smoke cannabis and be involved in sort of dangerous activities. In terms of other effects, one of the things that's really clear from the evidence is cannabis, you know, impacts on academic performance and the way in which you problem solve and make decisions. So a whole range of studies, including studies that we've done in young people in school, have shown that those people who use cannabis are much more likely to have cognitive problems, much more likely to do poorer in school environments and to drop out of school. And those effects are subtle. You know, those effects are subtle. So that we're talking here about, you know, if you're going to school and you're wanting to hit certain grades, to get in the courses you want, what cannabis does is it actually reduces the chances of you getting those grades. So you're more likely to hit grades a couple below where you're wanting to head. So cannabis impacts on your mental health, on your cognition, on your academic performance, and also, you know, increases the risk that you might develop a problem, a long-term problem in using it. And certainly what the evidence also shows is that the earlier that you start using cannabis and the more regularly you start using cannabis, the greater the risk are that you're going to develop problems associated with cannabis use later in life. So how do you know whether you've got a problem with cannabis yourself? Well, there's a certain number of questions you could explore to try and get a feeling for, you know, if you are smoking cannabis and you think it's having a problem, you know, to try and really understand what impact it's having on you. The questions like, you know, are you using cannabis more than you used to? Are you using cannabis most days? Do you feel frustrated if you can't access or use cannabis when you want to? Do you ever have trouble remembering what you said or did or concentrating what you were doing when you're using cannabis? Do you feel less motivated or have less energy than you normally do? Do you put things off, such as work, appointments, study, because you're feeling stoned? Are you using other substances when you're using cannabis, like alcohol or amphetamines or ecstasy? Has anyone, you know, your friends or your family told you you should cut down or stop using cannabis? Have you yourself thought I should stop or cut down? Or have you tried to cut down or stop using but failed? Do you ever worry about how cannabis is affecting you? Or have you experienced any problems, either in your sort of personal life, social life, or financial problems because of your cannabis use? I think it's fair to say, if any of those issues raise a flag for you, it's important that you go and get the facts. Find out what cannabis does for you. Find out what impact it's having on you. And go and seek help. So if you're feeling that cannabis might be an issue for you, the important thing to say is that there is help and lots of help out there. There's telephone helplines, there's the Cannabis Information Helpline and Direct Line in Victoria. There's lots of websites like SomaZone, Headspace, YSAS, NICPIC. Lots of websites where you can go and get help. And there's even online counselling where you can text-based service where you can send questions to get more information to find out what's going on for you. So there's lots of help out there. If you're feeling that cannabis is a problem for you, please go and get help, because there's lots and lots of help out there for you. So what happens if you start to think that one of your friends, you know, close friends or one of your family is having problems with cannabis and you're worried about them, you don't know what to do? I think you're not alone, because the evidence shows that we're not very good at knowing how to approach people when they have an alcohol, drug or mental health problem. You know, there's a lot of barriers to helping somebody. We often feel that they'll get angry with us or upset with us if we come and approach them. They'll feel that we don't know what to say or what advice to give. So even though we often turn to our friends for help, in the area of alcohol, drugs, cannabis, mental health, we often don't feel skilled enough to know what to do. So it's really important that you get yourself the right information so you know how to approach the person, know what to say to get them the help that they need. So before you talk to them, you know, find out all the facts you can about cannabis and mental health. Know, you know, what the issues might be. Know where help might be available. Know what you might say if you're having that difficult conversation. The second thing is think about when to approach the person, because you want to approach somebody in the right situation. You want to say the right things. You want to make sure that it's in a space where you can speak freely and personally and confidentially. And you want to be able to talk about the issues and what you've noticed and how the situation might be affecting your friendship or the friendship of those around you. Just make sure it's a private conversation so you're not at risk of being interrupted. The third thing would be to be understanding. It's important to say that there's lots of reasons why people choose to do various things. And it's important to take that perspective when you're approaching somebody and exploring the issue with them. This might be the first time they've thought about this issue, the first time that they've thought about their cannabis use, and they might be quite defensive about it. So it's important to realise that might be the response that you might get from them. And it's therefore important to sort of work with them, and rather than to take a very judgmental, sort of accusatory type approach, to be sort of supportive and non-confrontational, and to really explore with them, try not to blame and try and understand, you know, why they're using, what impact it's having on them, and what from their perspective has been the impacts on those around them and in their life. The next point is, you know, be ready, you know, for the conversation, and particularly if the conversation becomes difficult, and particularly if the conversation ends badly. Be ready to, you know, to not see this as the only opportunity to act. So the important thing here is to have the conversation, to be supportive, and be ready to go back and have another conversation at a later date. That the conversation doesn't end just because it's gone badly once. It's about the person might need time to reflect on this. They might not be in the right space. And it's important as a friend, if you're worried about them, to be with them for the long term, and to be ready to go back and to be supportive and to help them get the help they need when they need it. So if you want to get more information on cannabis and the effects it has on you, or how to get help, get the facts on weed, go to facebook.com/dreamsupinsmoke or somazone.com.au. There's plenty of help out there and lots of information. Please look us up.
For more information on cannabis, visit druginfo.adf.org.au/cannabis. This podcast was developed by the Australian Drug Foundation in partnership with the Victorian Department of Health. The content of this podcast is provided as general information only. It is not intended to be given as advice and should be not relied upon as such. If you are concerned about any issues raised by the podcast, then you should seek your own professional advice.